This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine police officers have a new contract running through 2028. It comes after years of dispute over pay and benefits. The deal includes 3% raises this year and in 2028. The deal is being praised by both city and union leaders. Several people were hurt in a shooting near 60th Street and 6th Avenue in Kenosha last night. Police say one person was critically injured. We're working on learning more about what happened. Racine County will get $5 million in federal funds to build a new mental health and substance abuse facility. Officials say it'll open late this year and fill a major gap in residential treatment options. Racine's longtime city forester Matt Kupnick is now leading the Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department. Mayor Corey Mason praised Kopnik's experience and dedication to improving local spaces. Greenfield Police Chief Jay Johnson faces two new felony charges for alleged misuse of police equipment and evidence destruction. He's accused of using a city security camera at his home and remains on leave during the investigation. And Burlington is getting ready for its ice carving championship. There'll be road closures tomorrow downtown for ice delivery. The main event Saturday will feature professional sculptors and a free downtown hot cocoa contest. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Can the Bucks make it three in a row? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are at home again tomorrow night. They'll host the last place Indiana Pacers. The Bucks with a 141-137 overtime win over the Pelicans last night. Kevin Porter Jr. with 18 points back after missing six games with a strained oblique.
Yeah, I mean, I've been out. It's been a tricky year individually with my health, and I've been on and off the court. So I definitely just been fighting to get back and trying to stay available for my guys so we can continue to build.
And NFL. We're at Super Bowl 60 all week here in San Francisco, and I caught up with Jordan Love last night at a youth football game. I asked Love if he wants more ownership, the offense, heading into his fourth year as the starting quarterback.
More ownership of the offense? I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of the offense and what we do, and definitely have a lot of say in what we do, and I think me and Matt are on the same page with what we're trying to get done. I feel very comfortable with what we do as an offense, and I think we have a great system.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some light snow on the way today, maybe even a little freezing drizzle mixed in at some point. It's not going to be a lot, less than an inch, but enough to make things a little slick. Our high today, 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, more light snow with a low of 26. Tomorrow, a little more light snow, mostly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.